This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, Don Ecker had started something, and as we always do when we have to do a break, the breaks are hard, the breaks are solid. Let's continue on the Paracast, Don.
Outspoken.
Actually, he's a shrinking violet.
Yeah, that's what my wife dealt with.
I'll tell you, he is a pussycat with his wife because, you know, if he tried to talk back at her, it's all over.
Hey, boy, she gets on me like a coat of paint.
But next time I see Gene, I'm going to smack him for you for that one, Don.
You and which army?
But anyway, UFO cases, remarks like what Ben Rich made, remarks like people like Gordon Cooper made prior to their demise, these things never seem to stick. I always used to use the term a blanketing effect. These things seem to come out and almost immediately dissipate. Nobody pays attention to them. The STS-48 case is a prime example. There was a situation that came directly from none other than NASA during a space shuttle mission, STS-48, back in September of 1991, that encountered an unknown in Earth orbit. And something seemed to suggest that there was a weapons firing at this unknown object, not from the shuttle, but from somewhere else. And this object took an immediate evasive action. Now, when I got my hands on that video, I took it to producers both at NBC and CNN. They both ended up running major stories on that. And the bottom line was nobody in the mainstream press, either TV or print media, seemed to give one hoot about this, and it was a huge story. I was certain at the time this had to be the smoking gun. But later there were several other cases that were as big as that. One above the skies of O'Hare Airport in Chicago, where an unknown object, a UFO, an unidentified object, blew a perfect donut hole through clouds. It was very overcast, right above the airport, where international traffic, air traffic, was coming and going all the time. Basically, nothing about that. Another case where an unidentified was flying towards Stevensville, Texas, directly at the ranch of President George Bush, and it was a brief splash in media for a couple of days, and then nothing. Now, can you imagine if it would have been any other thing? A terrorist attempt to attack those places, for example, would have been a major story for, God, weeks or months. But a UFO, it's here and it's gone.
Do you ever wonder, though, Don, to be very conspiratorial, where sometimes when you hear about UFOs, it's a cover story for something else?
All the time. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, what do you think they're covering up?
Well, in many cases, I think in years past, it may have very well been UAVs, unmanned aerial vehicles, prototypes of things like drones. The F-117 stealth aircraft was another example until they released it. This material was top secret. Military projects, It could be today. It could be basically anything. That's why I so often suggested when I was giving a public lecture or was doing media in other venues that the real golden age when this idea that it could be a top secret project of some kind was not as prevalent as it is today. Back in the late 40s, the early 50s. I mean, at that time, we barely had aircraft that we, of course, know about, but, you know, experimental aircraft until sometime later was unlikely that they would achieve a much higher speed than Mach 1, a little over 700 miles an hour. But aircraft that was tracked going thousands of miles an hour in the early 50s, there's nothing to suggest we had anything that could approach those types of speeds then. So whatever we were seeing then was truly unknown.
Well, of course, we can always say to be skeptical just for a second that some of those estimates of really high speeds were fabricated to advance the disinformation.
No, no, not in the cases I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of people like Major Don Keyhoe in several of his books that he wrote back then where he and people like Dick Hall were able to get into Project Blue Book, talk to the people that at the time were keeping those records and made those records available for a while. Even Jim Moseley had contact within a Blue Book.
You know, he had very regular contact. He'd get there like every year or so. He'd go to Washington, D.C., and he got to be friendly with some of those guys. But there's a very famous story there. When Jim made his first trip around the country back in the 1950s, supposedly to write a UFO book with a co-author. So he was doing the legwork, and the co-author, an established author, would put everything together. So he went to Project Blue Book. And there he was allowed to see the actual UFO reports, and he was allowed to sit there, go to a typewriter, type it all out, make notes, and give back the reports. Now, with Donald Keyhoe, however, most of the time he got the reports verbally, and he wrote them down. And, of course, his books were mostly verbal conversations with people, recreated, we're sure, written in kind of like a mystery novel fashion, but he was copying over information that he'd received. So one day, Keyhoe, supposedly, this is according to Jim Moseley, Keyhoe learned that Jim had actually seen the actual reports, wasn't just getting them delivered over the telephone or something, recited to him. And he went crazy over that. At that point, after Keyhoe, as they say, flipped out as a result of Jim getting this extra access, supposedly Project Blue Book clamped down on the release of information and wouldn't give anyone direct access to the reports in the same fashion. Had you heard that?
Yes, yes.
I knew Keyhoe also. He was actually a very nice guy in person. Really nice, pleasant guy.
You know, when I was a detective or when I was a uniformed police officer and I was investigating something or taking reports, it was almost always verbal. People were verbally telling me. Not in every case. I mean, sometimes we got records or, you know, other items that would go into a case, but most of the people I interviewed were verbal interviews. So that really means, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that doesn't have any additional weight or make it less weighty, if you will.
But in any case here, if we take the stories about disinformation involving UFOs, are you familiar with the Rosetta Deception, the book by James Carrion?
Yes.
Okay. I want to ask you what your opinion is about that, because we've gotten opinions from Richard Dolan, we've gotten opinions from Don Berliner, we've gotten opinions from Stanton Friedman. And we've had a very spirited exchange in the forums, as you know, with James Carrion. And then I was getting responses from Friedman that I was posting there because he's not really that big a message board poster. It was fascinating. We've got the fascinating, ever fascinating Don Ecker, with whom I sometimes disagree very, very severely, but he's a really cool guy. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The conspiratorial remote. Chris O'Brien, not remote as an individual, but in Santa Fe. And he's at a place where the cell phone reception is not really good. Okay, Don Eckert, the question's on the table.
Well, first, I got to tell you, I have not yet read that. So for me to really advance an opinion would not be fair to either the audience or to James himself. So, you know, I'm going to have to take a pass on that, Gene. I'm sorry.
Well, what about the basic theory that the ghost rockets were a put-up job, which is basically what he's saying? And I think his second book, which is going to be about Roswell, he's going to try to paint the same picture, that Roswell was also something that we did, not involving the crash of an alien craft.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he's basically taken a skeptical tact with all of this, even perhaps a debunking tact. It would take a heck of a lot, number one, to convince me that there was nothing to Roswell, okay, for quite a few good reasons that I don't think we want to go into here. I mean, good Lord, we've done Roswell to death.
We've done it to death, and the way Dracula was done to death is that we stuck a stake through its heart to stop the discussion, and it keeps coming back. Of course, it's worse with Aztec.
Right.
Because Aztec, I think, has just had very little basis for it, and it comes back occasionally. But I mean, with Roswell, we've done it to death, even though I think something happened there.
Vicky and I almost caused a revolt in the UFO field many years ago when we printed an article that John Keel sent the magazine trying to explain Roswell as a Japanese fugo balloon.
Ah, yes.
I mean, you know, Roswell will always have its detractors. However, I was in a very fortunate position to actually discover a firsthand, and I verified that, in fact, he was there, a firsthand witness that was in the Army Air Corps station there and was out on the debris field. So, you know, I'll never forget what this man told me. But be that as it may, the ghost rockets, I have always suspected that there was a heck of a lot more to those than whatever came out. And let's face it, today that is almost a forgotten chapter in the overall UFO field. But
Right. Don, let me interrupt. Sorry. We're talking, 500-600 separate, you know, reports, I think, over that very fast and furious few months. I mean, that it's interesting what Kerrion came up with. He did produce some very interesting documentation, but I don't think it covers the entire width and breadth of the actual ghost rocket wave. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I agree. I totally agree. It's kind of like the Foo Fighters in the last months of the air war over Europe, before the collapse of Germany in May of 45, those Allied pilots, not only Allied pilots, American and British and others, were encountering these, but it later came out that German pilots were encountering them. And these things were encountered in the Pacific theater of operations, not only by Allied pilots, but by Japanese pilots. So, yeah, something was going on. It's never been explained in a public venue. And as to whether the Air Force, or in those days, the Army Air Corps, had any answers to it is unknown basically, too. But it's not unknown that they, in fact, did cover that up. Try to get information on it today, on the Foo Fighter phenomenon. And
right, or Jimmy Doolittle's trip to Sweden.
Exactly. Yes, Doolittle was sent over there to get a handle on this. What in the heck is going on here? Because, you know, a lot of people thought initially that the Soviet Union, the Russians, may have gotten their hands on German V-1 and V-2 material. And that's, in fact, what was being fired up. But there was never any any firm evidence to suggest that would be the answer.
You know, getting back briefly to Roswell for one thing, because we did have a question from a member of our listening audience, one of his three questions, and we'll get to the others later. We have this recent resurgence of debate over the MJ-12 documents. So Stanton Friedman and Robert Hastings are going back and forth, as they've done for, what, 25 years, about MJ-12. Yeah. What position do you take?
The same one I've taken for a long time, going back years. I think today that MJ-12 was a provocation. I think it's fraudulent. I don't think that those documents are real. I think that this goes back to the days of, well, of course, who came out with those documents initially? Bill Moore, Jamie Chandra.
Right.
Who were Bill Moore and Jamie Chandra interfacing with? Among others, Richard Doty. What's Richard Doty known for? Being one of the top, most publicly known disinformation agents around. And the guy is, I do not know him personally, but I got to tell you, I think he's a weasel. He is not willing to come out and really discuss any longer his part in this massive deception. I'm sure he got heat from his former employers, i.e. OSI, the Air Force, whomever, to shut his mouth. But the guy was a major player in putting out some of the most pernicious misinformation in years.
Well, Don, yeah, we've covered this ground with you and other guests quite a bit, but I'd like to get your opinion on this. Do you think he was cast with this particular series of disinformation programs, or do you think he was off the reservation with it?
I think initially, yes, he was tasked, and then I think he had so much fun. This is my speculation. But I think he had so much fun with what he was tasked doing that he ended up going rogue with it. That's what I believe happened.
Now, Richard Dolan has an argument to make about these documents. And it's not just that there's one MJ-12 documents. There are a lot of documents there. And he's thinking, well, if a Richard Doty or one or two people were doing some documents, maybe they come up with, you know, a few dozen, whatever. But he said there are hundreds of pages of documents that the Woods have posted and written about.
I'm going to say one thing about that, and I'm going to, it's going to sound cryptic. I've held my peace on this for years.
And you know what? You're going to hold your peace for about 4 minutes, and then we're going to hear what you have to say about the ubiquity of those strange documents. Don Ecker with Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
So when Don Ecker says he's held his tongue, this is a rarity. It doesn't happen very often because he always says what's on his mind. So, okay, when I brought up the issue here about not just there being an MJ-12 document, but many documents that have come out, and that's used by, for example, Richard Dolan as an indication that with all that much happening, either you had a huge number of people working on them, or maybe they are genuine. What's your take on it, Don Ecker?
I'm going to say one name. I'm only going to say the name, and then I'm going to shut my mouth. Tim Cooper.
All right, we have a lot of listeners here who don't know much about that guy, but just give him like a 30-second reference about why you would use that name.
I'm sorry. What part of my I'm going to say a name and then I'm going to shut my mouth was unclear?
I understand your point. I was just hoping you'd be more expansive for a lot of our new listeners. Okay, let's just leave it there. Chris?
I'm supposed to ask a question from the forum. I don't have that up. Not sure how to do that on my new spangled phone.
All right, there's a way to do it, but you have to kind of go back and forth. I'll do those. Do you think Don Ecker will ever get to the bottom of this 100%, not just, well, maybe Doty did a bunch or whatever? And the other possibility here, too, do you ever think Doty is a put-up job, too? They just put him up to be the fall guy? That there is really a group of people generating these things, and they put up this goofus? Because that's what he is. He's a goofus. He's a doofus.
Good question.
Well, I will say that it would make sense. Yeah.
I mean, I look at what this guy does. He's barely literate when he writes letters. he doesn't seem to me the kind of guy who would be bright enough, skilled enough, savvy enough to do any of this stuff, not even one document. I don't see it. Unless, of course, he's also a pretty smart guy putting on a pose.
Well, if the Air Force wanted to float a disinformation story, believe me, they could get all the document writers they ever needed to do that if they had a reason to do it. I have no doubt that, you know, if that became an official position of somebody within the intelligence community for whatever reason, whether it was ultimately chasing Russian spies or today Iranian terrorists, if they wanted to float a story, they could get the gang together and they could knock something out that would peel your socks off if they wanted to. Now, the fact that when Moore and Chandra came out with that original document, for years, that literally set the field on fire. And if you were around back then, you will have witnessed all kinds of acrimony, recriminations, people going hammer and tongue at each other. The field literally devolved into factions. And that was good for a long time. The Woods, though, when they began coming out with those documents, document after document after document, when I was in the Army, in the Armed Forces, I was involved in intelligence operations in Vietnam. And I can tell you that if somebody released information that wasn't supposed to be released, the powers that be would move heaven and hell to shut up the leak. And the very fact that the Woodses have been coming out with these documents for years tells me that it's pure crapola. Because if it wasn't, somebody would have been hooked up and carried away.
Well, that says a lot. But why do you think a person like Stanton Friedman, who's a pretty smart guy and is not easily fooled, why does he continue to stick to MJ-12?
It's his life. That's simple. Stanton has how many years of his life involved in this, and the untold hours and weeks and months and years of work and research that he carried out in support of that, the books that he wrote. In many respects, it's kind of like Linda Howe. Why does Linda Howe get behind so many fraudulent cases? Very simple. It's her life. That's what she does. And to change horses in the middle of that stream, Bubba, it ain't going to happen.
You know, sometimes, though, changing could cause more publicity. It could create more publicity and attention. Look, I have realized this isn't the right thing, but I have reformed now, and now I have the real truth. I mean, it's like a person who's famous and gets convicted of a crime. They get out of jail and they write the best-selling book and they get back into movies and they become Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, well, this ain't that.
Well, some things just never end. But there you go. Speaking of things that never end, we have a question from Toxic Surf. I love that name. In fact, I'm going to give Toxic Surf a like just because that name is really cool in our forums.
His nickname should be Fukushima.
What are your thoughts about Bob Lazar appearing at the upcoming UFO Congress event? Will you be there? What do you think his motives are? Personally, I'm hoping to go just for the event of him speaking. Why do we care about Bob Lazar anymore, Don Ecker? Well, that's my comment.
Yeah, that's a story that never truly went away, nor that's a story that never had a satisfactory conclusion. And Toxic Surf, I got to tell you, that's a heck of a question. I don't have a clue. Lazar, for years, has considered the UFO arena to be persona non grata. He wanted nothing to do with UFOs, with UFO people, with UFO cases, with UFOs, period. And now, 5 years later, he's suddenly making the jaunt to go down to that conference.
Maybe we should ask George Knapp.
Yeah, that's a heck of a good question. The only thing that makes sense to me at this point, maybe he missed the adulation that for so long came his way. You know, he was the shiny star when he first came out with that story. I personally have had a number of meetings with Lazar back in the day when the case was fresh, brand new. As a matter of fact, I went down and interviewed him right before he was going to trial on that House of Ill Repute that he set cameras up and a computer system for that madam in Clark County. I mean, prostitution is legal in the state of Nevada. It's not legal in Clark County. And although it's there, everybody knows it's there. As a matter of fact, the madam that he set that material up for, the computers, the cameras, and et cetera, was a DEA informant and an informant for the sheriff's department there.
Oh, boy. Let's get into more of this in a moment. Don Ecker is with us, with Gene and Chris. You're in.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Don Ecker with Gene and Chris. Briefly about Bob Lazar, I don't know how far we want to go into it. We will be hearing from George Knapp soon. Right now, he's immersed in ratings. You know, he works with his TV station in Las Vegas. And when they're doing the November sweeps, everybody on staff has to work extra hours. This is typical for the TV industry because a lot of the ratings and the ratings events are decided in November, and that determines, of course, advertising rates. It's all about the money. That's how the media is. Let me ask you another question here from Toxic Surf. Don Ecker, while we're on the subject, what do you think about the future present of UFO conferences in general? I know the internet has killed the importance of or need for these type of events, but still, I personally like them just for the entertainment and people watching. Do you believe anything really worthwhile or groundbreaking comes from the conferences? Or is it just mostly preaching to the choir? Now, before you answer that, Don, I know that Chris and I were talking about a lot of these UFO conferences that tend to attract an older group of people. But, of course, actual conferences, physical events, not online events, can be popular if it's Comic-Con. And you see, of course, your famous comic book character from movies or comics, or when they introduce the stars of Batman versus Superman and that kind of thing. So what do you think about the UFO conferences, Don Ecker?
Well, when you're talking about Comic-Con and you're talking about UFO conferences, you're talking about apples and carrots, okay?
That's actually too close a comparison, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing. I don't think... anything other than the sociability of everybody showing up at these conferences, you know, it's more of a social occasion than it is where anything groundbreaking is going to come out. Usually they have all the usual suspects appear at these. Very, very seldom do they have anybody show up at these with anything new or groundbreaking. I mean, you get the same people. You get the Linda Howes. You get the Stan Friedmans. You get the Richard Dolans. You get, you know, those folks, the people that just about everybody.
Well, present company excluded. A week ago, I presented some really compelling physical evidence that I entered into the public record for scrutiny and for follow-up from people relating to hematite exact replicas of flying saucers that were discovered from the Havana culture in the mound region of the upper Ohio River Valley. And these objects are made out of hematite, and they are physical, real, appearing to be flying saucers that were fabricated by Indians, Stone Age people, 1,500 years ago. That's groundbreaking in my book. So, present company excluded. I agree, Don. A lot of it is just going over the same old thing.
Well, I said seldom, Chris. I said seldom. I didn't say never. I said seldom.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm reaffirming that.
And, people like me, I very, very seldom anymore get invited to give a talk anywhere. It doesn't really bother me, but they don't like my tact. Okay, my tact is, here are the facts as I found them. And chances are most people don't want to hear the facts. It's like that poster that was in Agent Mulder's office in the X-Files. Most people,
I want to believe.
I don't want to be, slapped in the mud with the real material. I don't want to hear that the UFO I saw was actually a brand spanking new shiny government UAV or drone. I want to believe it was from Zeta Reticuli. So in many respects, I guess I'm the skunk at the garden party, so I don't get invited. But, hey, that's just the way it is.
Don, believe me, I know the feeling. I've been very shunned and I think dissed in some sense of the word because of, I share that same approach. Facts, just the facts, but put it out there. And if you have a problem with it, it's a personal problem and you'll get over it. But you can't argue with the facts. I mean, if you have some data, if you have something that you can hold in your hand or latch onto that has some sort of integrity to the evidence chain, then you got something. People are really into, as you said, they want to believe, they want to get validation, affirmation, and some sort of cozy, comfy feeling that their personal view of this phenomenon is being validated and it is being acknowledged in their own mind. And that's always going to be the case. I think the dynamic of socializing at UFO events, butts in the chair, that sort of thing, I think as soon as we see in the next decade this 60 to 70-year-old crowd that tends to populate these events, as soon as they pass on or are unable to attend, we're going to have to go to a more virtual realm. We're going to have to acquiesce, to technology and the way the kids share information. It's all changing.
Yeah, life is change.
So if we want to have a meeting with regard to UFOs, a conference, must we now do it online to get a large audience?
Not only must you do it online, but you've got to make sure that you have sufficient time to market it. Marketing is the key. I know that firsthand. About 10 years ago, I wrote a novel. Right now, two publishers are looking to republish it. My original publisher was a very small press that did minimal marketing. The two that I'm looking at right now that my agent is in talks with are bigger than the original, and they will do marketing along with an advance, which would be nice.
And you know what? Let me tell you something. It's not always easy anymore to get an advance on a book.
No.
That's a really good achievement.
And the bottom line is you've got to market them. Now, I've done an online conference a couple of years ago with a number of other people. It was pretty well put together. Of course, all these things always need you know, to be refined. But I think that's going to be the future, especially in this field.
Well, you know, when it comes to doing something special or new, of course, we have this new Paracast Plus service. And one of the ideas that Chris and I are talking about is some kind of conference situation. We already have a chat room in there, which you'll find out when you start looking over it, Don. But we're working on different ideas, how the next generation. But, you know, there's something about actually meeting the people that you've heard about, read about, seen on TV, just seeing them in person, and that kind of human touch. Maybe I'm old, but...
You're right. That's absolutely correct. The problem is today, especially, with today's economy the way it is, with gasoline the way it is, with all the hassle that one goes through if you want to fly somewhere. I mean, it is just, it's drudgery. I remember when we used to fly a lot of places, Vicki and I, and before even I knew Vicki, I always looked forward to going to the airport and flying somewhere. Today, you'd have to get me there at the point of a shotgun. It is just, you know, that much of a hassle.
And wait a minute, Don, I just led for 10 days, a bunch of guys named Muhammad, Tariq, Sabu. There was one guy even named Muhammad. And I went through TSA. I dealt with hotels, restaurants. And I'm really happy to say only one time did I ever feel that there was some sort of suspicion or bigotry or whatever. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, no, actually, if you got a guy named Mohammed going through the TSA, they're going to let him through. It's the 85-year-old woman they're going to strip search.
Well, you know, there's something really special.
Yeah, you know why she got strip searched? Wait a minute, Gene, you know why she got stripped?
Why?
They took away her knitting needles because she was going to try to knit an afghan.
John Ecker is here with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.